T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back live at the Watsco Center, and Coach Katie Meyer was excellent in the last segment, and earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, Gino Toretta walked in unexpectedly, and he's going to sit down with us right now. And
Shane, then, those are some sweet kicks that kid's got on. Maybe we can get a pair of those before we get out of the Watsco
Gino,
Center.
Gino, I'm with you, man.
Gino and Channing are still looking to get sneakers and whatnot. They're both living their best lives.
I'll give you a story. They went to Adidas. They sent us Yeezys or Yeezys or whatever.
Yeezys,
all right.
Yeah.
They may have sent you Yeezys.
So I took the box, threw the box away, kept the shoes, and my daughter's like, you know, if you kept the box, those shoes are worth like $1,500. I'm like, damn.
How did you not know that?
Bro.
How did I know that? I knew Solana was going to jump in. I knew he was going to jump in. That galls you.
First of all, Yeezys. I mean, oh, Gino. Oh.
I don't see Gino being a big Kanye fan. It doesn't strike me as that.
Come on. And then you threw the box away. Like, why would you ever throw any box away out of shoes? Where do you put them?
Why would I ever keep any shoe box? I keep the shoes. I wear the shoes. Unless I'm going to put shoe polish in a box, I don't keep a shoe box.
It was different back in our day, though. But honestly, like, you didn't give.
By the way, you still use Yahoo Mail. I'm down.
That's right. I still use AOL mail. That is right.
They just old man fist bumps.
I love my Yahoo
account. They just gave each other a fist bump.
This is a t-shirt for 30th anniversary national championship. You got one of these?
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
How many anniversaries you had?
There you go.
He's going below the belt.
There we go. Is that We Are the World?
No, it's We Got Action.
Oh, we got action, Jack.
I don't have an argument. Gino's talking about national championships,
he
man.
Is wearing that 30th anniversary
I have no rebuttal.
National champions t-shirt. Hey, let's get to actually, this hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You're a professional broadcaster now, Gino, and you're messing around with your headphones. You used to do a radio show. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, be a professional here.
I got a big head. Well, If this is not a big head apparatus, I'm not down with it.
There's no messing around with the headset.
These must be too expensive. I like the lower cost.
Let's quickly get headlines from Alejandro Solana before we get sidetracked with Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tonight at the Watsco Center, where all of you are at, it's the Canes opening up the college basketball season versus the 5th-ranked Louisville. That's at 6:30 p.m.
Sounds like you didn't know the team name, right?
They're the Cardinals.
Gino looked at me. The moment he said the 5th-ranked Louisville, Gino looked at me, and I'm like, he doesn't know the name.
I was going to call them the Louisville Easies. Sorry about that.
Yesterday, he told us the Colts' backup quarterback. He didn't even say Brian Hoyer. He said Brian Hoare. Like, he's just all over the board.
He's having
the
a rough
Colts's.
Week.
He's our Walter Cronkite.
The Colts. S apostrophe.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. That's a bunch of them.
The 5th-ranked Louisville. They need no introduction. Go ahead, Solana. What else you got?
Yeah, the Miami Heat, who are the first-place team in the Eastern Conference. They begin a 3-game West Coast road trip tonight.
Against the Denver,
9 p.m. on 790 The Ticket. Dolphins offensive coordinator Chad O'Shea said Kalen Ballage will, quote, have a great opportunity with an increased role now that Mark Walton has been suspended, and the Dolphins are also maybe going to bring in another halfback in place of Mark Walton.
All right. Anything else?
Gino, when's the last time you heard the word halfback?
I don't think they wore face masks when they were still called halfbacks.
Halfback.
Well, they want to run the wing tee. So.
What is going on? Alan Solano, halfback?
He's been covering Georgia Tech football too long. The G-back, the H-back, the halfback.
You sure still, you're still coming tonight, Solano?
It's still halfback in Madden, so I just want to throw that out there.
There you go. Okay, yeah. What are you playing, Madden 99?
Halfback.
Anything else, Solano?
Yeah, the Jaguars have announced that Nick Foles will be their starting quarterback after their Week 10 bye. And, of course, Cam Newton, we spoke about this earlier, was placed on IR by the Carolina.
Very well done. All right, you got weather?
Yeah, weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. This is straight from our friend Ira Winderman. Tonight in Denver, where the Miami Heat are playing, there's light snow on the ground. Temperature is in the low 40s.
Appreciate
so you're
Ira
welcome, everybody,
in.
Inside
there's
Florida.
A cold front coming this weekend.
There
Solano.
Is a cold front coming down here.
I know. It's about time.
Very excited.
You figure he might have, you know, actually paid attention to the weather.
His
since
weather reports are worse than his headlines.
Exactly. Yeah, I would agree with you. I think my mic was hot the last time, wasn't it?
Yes, you didn't know. You're like, is this for real?
This kid's an idiot.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Did you give the sponsor yet?
No, I didn't. But I would just like to say I can't confirm any cold front coming in. That's Gino Toretta. I don't want to compensate.
I'm going to trust weather from Ira Winderman and not a weatherman in Miami.
Join us for Breeders' Cup weekend at Champions at Hialeah Park, Miami's most beautiful simulcasting center. Watch and wager in air-conditioned comfort at the original Champions. That's Champions at Hialeah Park.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, stop by unexpectedly. I'm going to ask you because it's the biggest college game of the year, maybe. Alabama and LSU, right? Tua and Joe Burrow, you've watched them both. Is one markedly better than the other to you?
Quarterback-wise?
Yep.
I would probably say I like Burrow a little better just because of size. I mean, both seem to process unbelievably. I think one of the best things about college football is you got a guy in Joe Burrow who went to Ohio State, wasn't going to play, transferred to LSU. They had the handcuffs on him last year. I mean, you watch LSU play, you're like, boy, they're not very good. And it's the same team, same quarterback, and the guy's lighting it up. It might be one of the first picks of the NFL draft. I mean, it's a great, great story. He's all football.
Is anybody falling off? Because I remember before Burrow, Gino, we were talking about Fromm. You're talking about Herbert. You're talking about Love. Love is a name I haven't heard in weeks now. Some of those guys got proven that they're not that top tier.
I would probably say the one guy that I don't hear enough about that I've seen twice now is Jacob Eason out at Washington. He's Tony Eason's kid, so his dad played in the NFL. He's got Matthew Stafford arm strength. And when I say that kid probably had the best arm I've seen probably the last 10 or 15 years. I mean, where you just you see it come out and you're like, wow, this guy can make the throws. The question is, he'll make some throws where he thinks he maybe a little bit of Brett Favre and you're like pick six and, you know, things like that. But I would think if he left, and I would expect him to leave because 6'6", rocket arm, can move, that he would vault up draft boards, but so I would expect him to, you know, leave.
We had Michael Irvin on with us at 3:00. I asked him about Jaren Williams. I thought the game against FSU, he looked like a legit college starting good quarterback. Is he a find? I mean, that's been the real weak spot.
I thought he had a lot of talent when he came here. I thought that maybe it was just something, you know, mentally wasn't – the offense wasn't clicking and things like that. I thought he started off the season. I mean, granted, it's against Florida. You're playing a new offense and things like that. And the processing time of running an offense improves the more you run it. Then he has a separated shoulder, and that, you know, it's on his throwing shoulder. I mean, it's affected his throwing. I mean, you don't go from not throwing a pick to throwing three picks in basically 10 passes of a game, and that's not because of an injury, because he's thinking, hey, my arm's all right. And, you know, when your arm kind of ball leaves, you're like, wait a sec. That doesn't have 98-mile-an-hour velocity. It's in the 80s, and the ball's getting picked.
But do you look at him and say, yeah, that guy can be a good UM quarterback?
I think he is good. Yeah. The question is, will he continue to get better and be great?
Right. Can he?
I think he can, but there's, you know, you got to put the 10 other guys around him as well, because the quarterback's only as good as the other 10 guys.
Right. What about DJ Dallas? I asked this of Michael Irvin. I said, who's the guy that most, you know, represents the you in your mind? And DJ Dallas was one of the guys that jumped out to
him. You know, he's playing hurt last week. I mean, he's just, you know, he's the kid that he has the infectious attitude, and he's a leader in that locker room. He's, you know, he's fun to watch. He's a great kid. And he wears where's a pretty good number. I mean, it's the best number ever in the history
of the
school.
Too bad they don't retire him in college, huh?
We've got a couple retired numbers. We only got two Heisman winners, but only one of them, their jerseys, is retired.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Huh. I wonder if anybody can do anything about that. I see Blake James over my shoulder.
Pressure's a privilege, Blake. He didn't know that yet.
I was going to ask, speaking of DJ Dallas, is it a coincidence that Jaren Williams goes off, the offense looks great, and that was the first time I've seen DJ Dallas get 20 touches in the game? 18 carries, 2 catches, 2 screens, and I think he had 50-plus yards on. Like, is that a coincidence that Jaren eats as DJ eats?
Well, I think it's that. I think it's also that really the fastest player in the field is number 4 in Jeff Thomas, and I think that when he showed he could blow the top off of defense, then all of a sudden Florida State was like, uh-oh. Yeah. We got to worry about this guy. And then they were just that, you know, let's be honest. I don't think their D-line is remotely as good as your guys' D-line.
No.
So there wasn't the pressure, you know, to get ball out quick and things like that. So I think they had a good game plan, and I think Thomas, you know, ripped off the top off the defense early, opened everything else up.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. How much fun is it to walk around campus and see how
I love it. You know, nobody ever recognizes me here. And the guy, actually a kid in the wellness center, he goes, he came up to me. He goes, hey, I know who you are.
So you're working at that wellness center. I mean, compared to what used to be,
we paid
here
for that, Hawk. You remember that? Remember that dollar? Well, I wasn't really paying tuition, but you were.
I paid
you
for it.
Remember the dollar? I think it was a dollar credit.
I got it back in Captain Crunch in the cafeteria, though. I will tell you that. I used to go to that Captain Crunch machine. I'd fill a luggage full of Captain Crunch before I'd go home.
Your body looks like it.
Body by Captain.
No, it was. That was because, remember, we voted on that when we were in school, I think 88 or 89, whether we wanted a new facility, and it is awesome.
No, I mean, but that's funny. So you go over there, and it's beautiful. You go over there, no one recognizes you?
No. I give them my ID when I swipe out rubber bands and stuff when I'm working out.
You got the 17-year-old. I've heard your name
they
before.
No, they haven't.
They haven't even know the name?
Channing, these kids weren't even a twinkle in their parents' eye when I got out of here.
Their parents didn't even know each other.
Well, I tell you, most of the kids here, I mean, they don't know quarterback you. I mean, they really don't.
No.
I mean, I was so spoiled. When I went here, 87 to 91, I mean, I was so spoiled as to what the football program was. My hope is that it's back on the right track. I love the Manny Diaz hire, but, man, 87 to 91.
It makes everybody's experience better around here.
Yes.
The student body, the academics, everything around. When winning, I mean, this city is the best city in America, I think. When you win, whether it's the Heat, Dolphins, Hurricanes, Marlins, when you win down here, Panthers, I mean, this place is unbeatable.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think you just said it perfectly. That's why everyone wants that Hurricanes football program back to prominence. The city, the school, everything is better.
Yep.
Everything is better. Man, did we live through a
not Solana's news breaks.
A time.
But
no,
everything else is better.
That will never get better. That will never get better.
It's parents' fault.
The Colts' backup quarterback, Brian Hoyer.
Does Hoyer still play for the Colts?
He is their backup quarterback.
He threw three touchdowns after the Colts.
How about Matt Moore? Matt Moore tearing it up for Kansas City.
Good for him. God, how long has he been playing? 15, 16 years?
Yeah. Crazy. Well over 10.
Keep cashing those checks.
Yeah, man.
Missed
about
those checks, Gino.
You know what you missed out on was being able to monetize your name and likeness. Which
Boy, I would have been big in the big cheese back in the day.
But, hey, that's funny because I was telling Crowder, I'm Channing Crowder for Zaxby's. You would have been Gino Toretta for the big cheese.
You got that right.
Oh, my goodness.
I get a check now, Gino.
I think I did all right. Channing probably did, too.
I'm okay. We ain't starving.
All right, before you guys get in trouble, Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, Blake James, the athletic director, is going to join us next. We're live at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. You've got Canes and Louisville tonight, tipping off at 6:30. Before we move on, I want to talk about the Cheetah. You know, the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, they invite you to celebrate the Marine Corps' 244th birthday and Veterans Appreciation with a VIP party like no other at Cheetah Hallandale Thursday, November 14th. You can enjoy an open bar 8 till 9 p.m., lavish gourmet buffet 6 till 10 p.m., cake cutting ceremony, platinum VIP card giveaways, and of course over 100 of the most beautiful exotic adult entertainers in South Florida. That's November 14th at Cheetah Hallandale. I remind you every single day, got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour until 6, so much more. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like sliders, burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs and pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out and see for yourself. And if you want details on anything I just told you about, you could check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. The athletic director, Blake James, going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder. We are live still at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. Hurricanes basketball team opening their season tonight. Number 5, Louisville. Game on the ACC Network. Kicking off some ACC Network basketball coverage. And pretty exciting. I think the Watsco Center will be jumping tonight. Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Blake James, the athletic director at the University of Miami, is sitting down with us. Been out with us a number of times. We always enjoy talking with Blake James. And we appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes today.
Well, it's great to have you guys on campus.
What's the before I get into tonight's game and whatnot, you are the final word. What is the state of the U when it comes to athletics, in your opinion? What's the current state? I'm not just talking football, basketball. What's the current state of Hurricane sports?
Oh, we're continuing to push for the top. Again, we're not there yet in a lot of our programs. We're at that point in some of them. But in college athletics, everyone's always raising the bar, and so you're never standing still. And so there'll never be a time that'll come on here and I'll say, hey, we're set. We're where we want to be with everything. Bottom line, every school continues to elevate their game, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And we want to compete for ACC and ultimately national championships.
And, Blake, I don't know if you can really answer this to the day, but when was that decision made to keep up? Because the new football facility, I've seen it, it's beautiful. It's keeping right up with, you know, what Florida's doing, what Florida State's doing, Alabama. Like, at some moment, like, it seemed like Miami decided to, hey, we're going to jump in this arms race. Like, when was that?
You know, honestly, Channing, it went back to when I first became athletic director, and I spoke with President Shalala about the opportunity for this to be the right, you know, for me, I guess for this to be the right fit for me and obviously me for the institution, it had to be one where we're committed to doing everything we can to be the best. And not to say that wasn't the case before, but I do think there were some things that we weren't doing that had really gone into the commonplace in college athletics. And those are things that we've started to do and we're doing on all fronts now. And again, as I just said, though, nothing ever stands still. You have to keep on looking at what you can do to better the program, better the experience for the young people in your program, and ultimately put you in the best position to win championships. So I would say since the day I've started, that's been my goal, and I've had great support from the leadership of the institution to the community around it, and I'm excited about our future.
All that being said, a Saturday throttling FSU is a fun day on the job for Blake James, no?
Oh, it is. It's a great day. And obviously Channing's, you know, lived these rivalries, as have you. Anytime you can beat your rival, it's special. When you get an opportunity to beat them three times in a row, twice in their place, makes it even a little bit sweeter. And again, my career against FSU as athletic director didn't start out that strong, so these last three have made their first few a lot better.
Well, I said this on the air before the game on Saturday. I said it on Thursday or Friday, and then I said it Monday. I really believe that beating FSU changed the narrative on Manny Diaz in his first season. I think one of the albatrosses around Al Golden was that he could never beat FSU. It's the most important game on the schedule every year. As much as we wanted to beat Florida to begin the season, the FSU game is a big deal. And so when you look at the football season in totality this year, while there's been some downs, there's also been some positives. But then you get that big definitive victory against FSU on Saturday, and I really feel like that changes the entire narrative almost of Manny Diaz's first season. What do you think?
No, I think so. From the fan base perspective, you know, again, I think I probably look at it a little bit differently than the fan base, which I have to. They're not always happy about that approach, but I have a different look on the season. But I definitely would agree with you that as a fan, if I just put my fan hat on, we have to beat Florida State, and that's something that, as I said, we struggled to do for a while, and so to do it now 3 years in a row, for Manny to do it in his first year in Tallahassee is something special, and one that we just can – I know we're going to continue to build on that, and obviously we have a big game coming this Saturday against Louisville.
Blake James is the athletic director at the University of Miami. How difficult – you mentioned, you know, the fans might have a different aspect on things. How difficult is it? I know you're on Twitter, and obviously you can't avoid fans' opinions and you know, fan narratives in your position. How difficult is it to juggle what you know you have to do as an administrator versus what a very loud and boisterous fan base wants?
And you have to go with what you believe in, and that's what you're hired to do. You can't be going by the way the wind blows every day. Again, you guys are public figures. You know it. Anytime you do something, if you want to go look at your mentions, there's going to be someone who doesn't like something that was said, something that you did, some take you took on something. And again, that's the reality of, I think, the world we live in as public figures, especially in a day and age where social media has just become so prevalent. And so for me, it's all part of the job. And recognize everyone just wants to see us win, and things are always always a little bit sweeter when you win. But even when you win, there's usually someone who has something to say that isn't positive.
And Blake, as we're sitting here today, we had Jim Larinaga on, we had Katie Meyer on. You know, we talked to Manny last week, and you always talk about the coach has to understand his players. But does an AD have to understand his coaches? Because Jim is 70-something years old. Manny's a young puppy in the coaching game. Like, is their approach different to coaches that are that far apart in age and that far apart in philosophy, really?
Yeah, again, I think it's probably different people. Again, regardless of how long someone has been in it, sometimes they're going to have a different approach. And I think for me, it's making sure I take the right approach with each individual, understanding their personality, their approach. What are they really looking for? And again, there's different times where I think you can maybe be more present, maybe providing a little more feedback, a little more perspective. And other times, you take a step back, I think, with anyone. But I think to answer your question, Channing, I would say you really have to understand the people, and you're going to have a different relationship with each person. And my relationship with Jim is different than it is with Manny, but it's different than it is with Katie. And in Jim and Katie, you have, you know, two both very successful, long-standing basketball coaches. And again, that relationship with each one is different. And I would say it's on down the list of all my coaches here in the athletic department.
How you feel about the basketball team opening against number 5 Louisville tonight? That's it's a rarity to open against a powerhouse like this.
Yeah, it's something we talked about as a conference. Really wanted to make a splash. I think anytime you see college basketball starting in football season, and in Florida football season is so big. I think it's across the country, but it's probably a little bit bigger in Florida. And so as a conference, we talked about really wanting to make a splash with basketball to start the year. Obviously, the ACC Network, which is where this game is going to be shown tonight, is a big part of that. And having inventory that people are going to want to watch on the ACC Network. We got to work on Comcast to make sure Comcast can get this done so Hurricane fans in Florida, Seminole fans in Florida, can see the game. So that's something coming. But ACC Network is going to be a great win to have us play against the top 5 Louisville team here. Should be an exciting night, and I'm looking forward to seeing our guys come out and fight.
You mentioned Seminole fans. I have to ask you, did you feel for the athletic director after the Miami? I mean, you went through it with Al Golden in the Clemson game. There was, I mean, just this mounting swirl, like it's over. And FSU went through it with Willie Taggart. You feel for him?
You feel for anyone who has to go through that on that day. Obviously, you feel for Willie Taggart. You know, his time there was cut shorter than I'm sure he thought it should have been. And that's reality of the business. And you feel for the athletic director, because that's a tough conversation to have. I've had to have a few of those conversations. They're never fun. I'm sure that carries over into any business. But I think in athletics, where you have coaches who put so much of their life and their heart into everything, everything they do, and in some ways the end results aren't always in their control. It's up to the decisions and the execution of 18 to 22 year olds. And so I felt bad for David. I reached out to him and let him know that I had been there thinking of him. And obviously I don't have that relationship with Willie, but that's a tough situation. You hate to see that happen, but that's a reality of the business we're in.
And Blake, I know as an AD, you have to have the conversation, the tough conversation with a coach. How many people are actually involved in a decision like what Florida State just went through, what Hawk brings up about Al Golden? Like, how many people in the lineup that you have to get through to make the decision to fire a head coach midseason?
Well, again, I think each institution is probably going to be a little bit different, so I'm not sure what happened at Florida State. What I can say is, when we've had those conversations here for something as prominent as football, it's more than just a Blake James decision. It's a conversation with obviously with the president and with a few other key people to make sure they're in the loop on what's happening. When you go beyond that to maybe some of the lesser sports, it can be just an athletic director decision that we'll communicate to others to make sure it's not a surprise to anyone. So again, it's going to vary from institution to institution and honestly probably from coach to coach in terms of just where they're positioned in the athletic department in the big picture.
How's ticket sales for basketball and football right now? Football coming to an end and home-wise, and then basketball kicking off tonight. How are ticket sales?
Ticket sales are good. The challenge we always see down here is utilization. Everyone wants to buy the ticket.
Because a 6:30 start on a Tuesday, you're stacking it against yourself.
Exactly, and so that's the challenge, honestly, we have in most situations is, if you look at football, we get a lot of alumni from the Northeast, from Chicago, even the West Coast that'll buy season tickets, but only come to three games, and then how do we get the other three games or four games, whatever it is that we have at home, to make sure their tickets get used? And in a night like tonight, a 6:30 start, I recognize there's people in Fort Lauderdale that are probably going to have to leave work early, or hopefully they're on the road right now and can get here in time for the game, and so that's really our challenge. So ticket sales are going good. We have to continue to work with our fans and figure out what's the best way to utilize, and if they can't utilize them, how do we get them into hands of other people that can be here to cheer on the teams?
But generally, I will tell you, this place, the Watsco Center, this gets lit for big games. Really enjoy watching
the basketball game here. The energy will be great in here tonight. The student request for tickets was over 1,300 early this morning, and so we'll have a great student turnout here tonight. I'm sure the student section will be rocking, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of energy in here. I think with the benefit we have in a small facility, 8,500 seats, it'll be electric in here tonight. And obviously, part of that is we're playing a great Louisville team, and I know the other people are excited to see our basketball team back out on the court.
Yep. Blake James, athletic director. I would be remiss. Sam Jankovic passed away about a week ago. He was the athletic director when I went to University of Miami. What can you say about him and his legacy?
Just a special person who was a champion. When you look at what the program did under Sam's leadership is a real credit to who he was and the drive he had to have this program be the best. I had the benefit of getting to know Sam over the last few years, and he had remained committed to the Hurricanes and seeing the U be nothing but great from the day I met him until the last time I spoke to him. And so obviously a sad day for us to lose such a great part of our history, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family. And again, he was just a special person who will always be remembered here at the University of Miami.
Blake James, he is the athletic director here at the University of Miami. The Watsco Center, they are going to be selling beer tonight for the first time for Canes basketball. Would you like to buy me and Crowder a beer during the game?
First beer is on me for both of you.
Look at that, Crowder.
Thanks, Blake.
And what about John Bryant, the engineer? Boy, he almost fell out of his chair.
Well, I wanted to make sure there's a driver in the group, and so.
Always responsible.
Boy, John Bryant slept through about 2.5 hours of the broadcast today, and then he popped up when Blake said first beer is on him. That was excellent. So yes, that's a big change, by the way, selling beer here.
Yeah, it is. It's something new, and we are rolling it out this year, and again, anywhere you go in sporting events anymore, it seems to be something that's there. The NCAA changed the rule last year for NCAA championships. That wasn't something applied to campuses. As I think you both know, we've always sold it up at Hard Rock Stadium. And so it's not something that was college athletic. It was really an institutional decision, and we just felt now is the right time to roll it out here at basketball. So
well, Crowder's going to prove you right tonight.
I would like to say thank you, Blake, and I'm going to make you look right.
I appreciate it. And I'm going to make you look right. I know I'll never get Channing to wear a Miami shirt or a Miami football shirt, but I figured a guy that lives in South Florida and is part of Miami, there'd be nothing better than a Miami basketball shirt
come on,
for him to wear.
Come on, Crowder. So,
appreciate it, Blake.
Crowder.
So there, it's a Miami basketball. I said, I don't want a Miami shirt. I don't want a Miami football shirt because Channing can't wear that. But he can wear a Miami basketball shirt.
Thank you.
So I brought
that.
You guys
Look
both, some, both
nice.
Some Miami basketball T-shirts.
That is awesome.
Appreciate you, brother.
Now, if you could get him to throw the U,
I'm not going to push my luck.
Tell him he's got to earn that beer. He's got to earn that beer.
He's got a cold beer and a Miami basketball shirt. We'll leave it at that.
Three beers for a U.
He got me, man. Larry Coker couldn't get me. Blake got me.
Blake James, Athletic Director. Thank you for making time for us,
great
Blake.
To have
we
you guys
always
with us here.
It.
No, it's always great to be on with you. Appreciate the coverage.
This is going to be a fun and exciting night at the Watsco Center, and if you have a chance to come out watch some basketball tonight, you should. I see Joe Zagacki. He's all dressed to the nines. He's going to jump on with us for a segment here. Looking
nice.
All good and stuff. He
Woo.
Looks good, doesn't he?
That starts there.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Joe Zagacki. Let me talk to you about Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters before we move on, though. This is something that is near and dear to my heart. I have firsthand experience with it's using a public adjuster to get what's rightfully yours. I'm talking about Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. Even though Hurricane Irma happened, it was a couple years ago, if you made a claim you were denied or maybe you were underpaid, you weren't treated fairly by your insurance company, maybe you didn't even make a claim, but you know that your house suffered damage from Hurricane Irma, Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters can still help you get a large settlement from your insurance company. And that's exactly what happened to me. We had not made a claim on our roof from Hurricane Irma until last year, and we ended up getting a huge amount of money from our insurance company. So look, you pay, you know, year after year your premium for your homeowner's insurance. If it's time for you to make a claim, you need to contact Atlantic Coast Adjusters. ACCAdjusters.com is the website. They can help you if you have any type of plumbing problem, water damage from maybe a washing machine or a dishwasher. You can let Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters get you the money that you deserve. Maybe your property has suffered fire or smoke damage, wind damage, hurricane damage, vandalism, business interruption, roof damage to a tile or shingle roofs, roof leaks that cause water damage to the interior. You need to call Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. They work for you, not the insurance company, and there are no fees unless they collect. And again, I'm speaking from experience because hiring a public adjuster was one of the smartest things I ever did. ACCAdjusters.com. That's the website, ACCAdjusters.com, or you can call 877-561-2524. 877-561-2524. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Joe Zagacki on Hockman and Crowder. Back live at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. Got some Hurricanes basketball coming up tonight against number 5, Louisville. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Crowder and I have been out here since 2 o'clock. Joe Zagacki just sat down with us, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. We have had, if you've missed any of today's show, since 2 o'clock, we have had Jim Larrañaga on with us, Michael Irvin on with us, Gino Toretta on with us, Coach Katie Meyer on with us, Blake James, the athletic director, was just on with us, Clay Ferrero from Local 10. I don't know where he fits into all of this.
He's my only ally.
Joe Zagacki sitting down with us now.
I can't compete with that, but I understand this. Pressure is a privilege, so.
Pressure is a privilege. I learned that from Katie Meyer today. Pressure is a privilege. I am floored by today's show and how much fun it is, and it's leading up to this really good opening night for Canes basketball. I just posted some video, by the way, on my Instagram account. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. It is Crowder being strong-armed by Blake James and Joe Zagacki to put on a Miami basketball shirt, which he is wearing proudly right now.
You invite me into your house. You show me love. Blake offered me free beers. I got to show some love.
Yeah, he looks good.
He looks good in that shirt, right?
Appreciate it, man.
I tell you, Crowder had been all right in the orange and green.
Yeah, oh, he would have been a good Hurricane.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how you didn't come to the University of Miami.
They ran out of scholarships.
No. That's what they really told me,
Joe. Kind of been our story lately.
Well, back then they ran out of scholarships because so many good players wanted them. It's been a little bit different now.
When I visited that summer, Wilma, that was Wilma. That was Vilma and DJ Williams, and that was that crew still playing here. So I would probably came up here to back up somebody, Joe.
Well, it would have been John Beeson was the next guy in.
Beeson,
right?
That's me. He was, a year after me, 2 years after me, yes.
So you were up in Tallahassee, obviously. That's as complete a game as I've seen the Miami Hurricanes football team put together. That was fun on Saturday.
It was a relentless effort. It was very good. Very focused effort. Stayed to the plan. Didn't stray away from it. And I think under the radar for the last 4 weeks is they have become a more disciplined team. They're averaging about 4 penalties a game. I'm not sure what it was in Tallahassee, maybe 3 or 4 penalties. So the penalties have gone down, doing a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. Jaren Williams made a difference. And the defense for 4 games has been lights out. The last 4 games, they're allowing 11 points a game. They've given up 4 touchdowns in a month. 3 of them, one of them was in overtime. So they've only given up 3 regulation touchdowns. And Quarterman, now you see the value of a senior, and maybe he was wondering when they were 3-4 what was going on. But Quarterman for the last 4 games has been tremendous. I know Rousseau's getting all the headlines, but Quarterman's got like 40 tackles in the last 3 or 4 games.
What with Greg Rousseau, like what happened to him, Joe? What does he have? What is it, 7 sacks in the last 2 games?
7 sacks in 2 games. Number 4 right now on the single season list. He's probably going to break the record. Now, he's going to have a challenge this week. And by the way, if the Dolphins need an offensive lineman, they might want to look at the left tackle for Louisville, because he's going to be a first-round pick. He's 6'7", 365 pounds. I thought he was Jonathan Ogden.
Wow.
He is a monster. So Rousseau and Trayvon Hill, all those guys, and Garvin that want to play in the NFL, they're going to go up against an NFL player on Saturday. But for Rousseau, what has happened is I think this happens to kids. You know, people, the fans, and everybody go, oh, that guy's really great. He's a 4-star, 3-star, whatever. But you know who doesn't know it sometimes? The player.
Mm-hmm.
The player sometimes doesn't know how good he is. And I think that was the case with Greg Rousseau. He had kind of had an average training camp. Everybody knew he had all this talent. But sometimes they have to have an epiphany when they get into a game. And I think that's what has happened with Rousseau. And I think it's starting to happen, I hope, with D. Wiggins at wide receiver.
I know you've got to go talk with Jim Larinaga, so I'm going to let you go. Quickly, though, how about Jaren Williams? Just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought he was spectacular. You know, he was right on the money. He fumbled. He had one fumble, maybe one or two other errant passes, but the 2 bombs were great throws. To Jeff Thomas, by the way, that's a junior Jeff Thomas, and he beat a freshman defensive back.
Oh.
And then you had the bomb to Wiggins was just probably, I was going to say his best throw of his career, but he had 3 or 4 throws in that game that were awesome. He threw one to K.J. Osborne on the sideline in between Nasruddin and I forget who the other defensive back was. I mean, that was a really tight needle to thread. And then the one to Harley down to the 3-yard line. He's a very accurate quarterback. I saw him make a throw today in practice with a lot of authority on it to Osborne across the middle. And I thought now his confidence is growing. And I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that they're going to take off here for the next 3 weeks. But this game on Saturday, Louisville's playing really well. And Miami, the offense has got to score. They got to put Louisville in a position where they can pull them out of their game plan. Because this guy, for Louisville, all they want to do is run, run, run. They're down 7, they're running. Down 10, they're running. Down 14, they're running. So Miami's offense has to score on Saturday.
How about this Louisville team? How are the Hurricanes going to fare against them?
You know, last year was a very competitive game. And a guy for Louisville scored 19 points and had 11 rebounds. He's not playing tonight. But Wara is considered one of the best players in the country.
We mentioned it earlier. Yeah. 18 NBA scouts will be in attendance tonight because of Wara. Yeah. 18 NBA scouts.
I will say this. Last week I was at practice. I sat right down there with Ron Rothstein. I'm going to drop names. Ron Rothstein was here.
When are you going to start dropping names?
Chet Kammerer is the big scout, right?
Yeah.
And then their general manager was here. And
I got more excited for Chet Kammerer somehow.
And they were actually watching Coach Yell's practice, and they were kind of trading ideas. And then Coach Yell walked away, and Chet turned to Rothstein and said, "Hey, these three freshmen he's got are really good players. They're not one-and-done guys, but they're good players." And I'm excited to watch Isaiah Wong tonight. I think he's going to be have a big factor, a big role in this game, and Walker can play above the rim. This is going to be a tough game. These guys are good. Louisville's really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Miami has enough firepower, number one, and number two, if they can slow them down. If you're going to beat Louisville, you got to play great defense. And I'm not sure that the defense is where Coach L wants it, but they're down two players, Louisville. They're a seven-point favorite. Miami plays well here. Vasilevich and Likes get hot. Take the game to the final 4 minutes. I put my money on Coach L. This guy, people don't realize how. You see the seat I have right here. I watch him in every game go through the idea factory. And he's a guy that dissects a game as well as anybody I've ever seen.
Tough way to start the season, but it is going to be fun here tonight at the Watsco Center.
They just came out on the floor. Now
I know.
Now I'm really worried.
I mean,
this is a basketball team.
Crowder, look at the two sides.
I'm a little worried now.
They in the same league?
Did they do that on purpose? Guys right with their shirts off. Can you guys go back to the locker room?
Yeah, we don't need to see that.
Have a good broadcast tonight. Right. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami
Hurricanes.
Thanks
for coming down here today. It's been
this
great.
Has been, been fun. In fact, I was mentioning earlier on Instagram, I don't know if I finished my thought, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. You'll see Crowder and Joe Zagacki and Gino Toretta and Blake James. I did a little bit of video so you could see the fun that we're having out here. And if you've enjoyed this show as much as we have, and we still got an hour to go, if you've enjoyed it as much as we have, shoot us a text 67974 because it's been a lot of fun. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Have a good broadcast tonight, and
right
go
on.
Canes. I have fallen in love with Cameron Hughes wine, and I know you will too. This is truly a game changer when it comes to enjoying a delicious bottle of wine. A bottle, by the way, you may never have had a chance to drink if it wasn't for Cameron Hughes. Because if you're like me, you know, you stand in the wine aisle and you stare at hundreds of different bottles, and eventually you just settle on one and you hope for the best. Did you know that most of the wines sitting on that shelf are actually mass-produced by just five huge corporations? There's a better way than just, you know, hit and miss. Enter Cameron Hughes. Cameron Hughes goes to high-end, top-rated wineries around the globe, making deals for the best wines he finds straight from the source. So you could think of Cameron Hughes as your personal wine buyer and sommelier. That's what my wife and I do because we don't know what we're doing. You can drink, he'll drink all the boring wines. That way you don't have to. And that way you only drink the cream of the crop. So now you can actually get your money's worth. Incredible wines from world-class wineries delivered right to your door at the best prices in America. And the wines are only available online. You can get them at chwine.com. These are luxury wines at affordable prices. You'll drink like a millionaire. Now, here's the great news. Cameron is offering a special deal, 20% off and free shipping on three or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code Hockman at checkout. You'll save money. You'll drink the best wine. You'll try wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 plus a bottle for a fraction of the cost. These wines are incredible, but they sell out quickly. Go to chwine.com right now. Get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping when you buy three or more bottles. You just got to enter my code Hockman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N, when you're checking out. That's chwine.com. Enter the code Hockman for 20% off three bottles or more plus free shipping. That is chwine.com. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back here with more Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.